River Traffic Concerns. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And this trade advisory committee that I served on is actually working with a large coalition of folks to try to improve that infrastructure system.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch speaking on the importance of barge traffic along the Mississippi River. Recently, he was part of an American Farm Bureau Trade Advisory Committee that toured several areas of the Big Muddy and meeting with officials on what needs to be done to keep not only our farmers competitive, but also other businesses that rely on the river for exports.
Of course, the big issue this year was the depth of the Mississippi River, and Corps of Engineers are constantly dredging the river to try to keep barge traffic moving, but that's a huge issue. And as we move forward in the next few years and we go to these Super Panamax vessels that can haul huge cargoes, and the Panama Canal is reworking their canal to try to accommodate those huge vessels, then we're going to have to look at the depth of the Mississippi River and also the depth of our ports in this country in order to be competitive in the world.
In the past 2 years, the Mississippi River and others in the Mid-South have had extreme weather conditions to adversely affect barge traffic, from the record flooding last year to the record drought conditions this year. Farmers across much of the country depend on the river system to move their products, and many of them are exported through the Port of New Orleans and onto the Panama Canal. And Upchurch and the Trade Committee also toured there to see how they are preparing for the future.
You know, nearly all cargo from this country that's going to the Asian Pacific area actually goes through the Panama Canal. It gives us a competitive advantage because we can use our river system, that Panama Canal, and cut out days in transportation costs.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.